Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Dave original podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Hypothetical Podcast. I'm your host, Rosie Jones, and my guests today are Josh Whittaker and James Acaster. Right, boys, tell me straight. Tell me honestly, how are you?
Yeah, all right, yeah. I thought that question was going to be more taxing, I'll be honest with you. I'm good, actually, Rosie. It's always nice to see you. You're a busy woman, so I only really get to see you in work situations. So it's a pleasure to spend some time with you.
I do say that. Actually, that's just an excuse because I really, really don't like hanging out with you. Right, next week you'll be competing for the hypothetical prizes, which are, of course, a broken segue, three different types of egg, and a whole roller coaster.
Nice. Take it.
Not bad.
Take it.
They're great prizes. I made them up. And I want to say that the three different types of egg are cream egg, nice. Scotch egg, nice. And Fabergé egg.
Nice.
They're the best.
Yeah.
They're the three best.
Is there a veggie alternative to the Scotch egg, please, Rosie?
No. No. Find your favourite meat eater and give them the Scotch egg.
Okay.
Who is your favourite meat eater?
Rick Stein?
That was quick.
John! Yeah!
I love Rick Stein and he eats meat.
So would you say you prefer Rick Stein to your wife and children?
Do I prefer Rick Stein to my wife and children? Do you know what? It's a closer run thing than I'd like to consider.
Right. This week you'll be going head to head because I like it when you fight. And then I love a bit of aggression and I hope it gets punchy. Who will come up on top? Let's find out in this week's What Would You Do? This week's What? I'm trying to be a serious host and you're laughing at me. Why do you not have any respect for my work?
Good point.
God, I don't know how many serious hosts say right before they do their bit. You keep going... Right, before every bit you do, you go, right.
All right, we've had a bit of fun and games, right? Guys, let's get on it, right? This week's challenge is to buy a coffee.
Easy.
Wait. You've already got cocky, my fellas. Let me tell you the rules. You have both been shrunk down to 3 inches tall.
Okay.
And the only antidote is a cinnamon latte from your local coffee shop.
Yep.
You start at home, having woken up in your bed, and you must order the coffee, pay for the coffee, and drink some of the coffee, and only then, will you return to normal size.
Okay.
And you get bonus points if you manage to use a reusable cup.
Of course.
Right.
Okay.
James, you're looking very sad, so I'm gonna start with you. Little 3 inches tall, James A. Acaster wakes up in his bed. What do you do?
This is tricky because I remember when we did this in the TV show, Richard Osman had it.
Yeah.
And he said he was going to engineer some sort of ratatouille situation he was going to... and that, I think, is the best answer. But
you
I'm going to have to not do that.
Copy no. Richard Osman.
No, because he's always going to have the best logical answer, isn't he? That's the thing.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing, that guy.
Go out into the wood and be your own man.
Yeah, that's very inspiring. Thank you.
James has just got he's just replaced Richard Osman on Pointless as well. So that's an awkward thing for you to say, Rosie.
I could see you in that role. It's such a weirdo behind a desk. You could do that.
I mean, Josh could replace Alexander Armstrong. We could be the new face of Pointless decide to move on.
Quite happily. Osman's moved on, James.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I've been distracted by... I mean, there's been some bigger news.
For What I like Alexander Armstrong, I do, but if you find out your mate's leaving, wouldn't you leave to
No, I've been waiting for the last leg for Alex and Adam to leave for 10 years, mate.
So is Rosie.
And let's not pretend that you're not waiting for that moment as well, Rosie.
Well, I'll tell you what then. Since Osman clearly has more time on his hands now because he's just quit pointless, what I'd do is I'd crawl over to my phone. If I'm in bed, my phone is right next to the... Either it's right next to the bed where I can get it, or it's on the bed itself and I've just fallen asleep with it next to the pillow. So I go over to
that. Damning indictment of your phone usage.
Yeah. I need to get on top of it, but thankfully... It has really played into my hands now. I've woke up 3 inches. I'm walking over to the phone. You know, activating it. It's going to be a bit difficult. I guess I'm going to have to hop from number to number to key in my passcode. Face recognition probably won't work now. My face is really tiny.
So you don't need to tell me your passcode. But is it hoppable? Because I'm thinking about mine, and at one point I go from top right to bottom left.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
So we know she's got a 3 and a 7 in. That's good. She's trying to cover it up, but we all know how it's set out.
Top right to bottom left, uncrackable. Yeah. I was going to think about top right to bottom left.
It'd be like doing one of those dance machines, wouldn't it? Like in the arcade. That's how I imagine James being in his passcode.
Yeah. I think I could hop mine. Well, it's all one number. I won't say which one, but it's the middle. I'd do that on phone Osman.
Yeah.
Do you have his number?
Yeah.
Oh! Someone's doing well.
Yeah, I'm a mover and a shaker, Rosie. I get a lot of these people. I network like
James friends. Has been texting him for 10 years saying quit pointless, but you're rich.
Just give up.
Yeah.
I'd phone him. I'd say, what are you up to? He'd be like, nothing. Quit pointless. I'm up to nothing now.
Yeah.
I'd say, right, I need you to come and pick me up from my flat.
Yeah.
So then Osman would come round. Pick me up.
Yeah.
Drive me to the coffee shop.
Would you not be surprised that you're 3 inches tall?
Yeah.
Well, Osman, everyone's small to him. So it's okay. Like, everyone looks small. So it's just like, oh, James is smaller than usual, but you know, everyone's tiny little ants to him.
Honestly, if you rank him, would he answer?
I think so.
I think he probably would, wouldn't he? Yeah.
Have you ever ranked him before?
No, only text.
He replies to text quite promptly.
Yeah.
Right. So he's round at your house. He picks you up. You're on your adventure. Wait. Pause. And I want to hear from Josh, because he's still in bed.
Okay. So, my wife goes for coffee every morning. That's her thing. She goes to get coffee every morning. So all I need to do is get in her pocket.
But... like, when she wakes up, wouldn't she be like, what? Where's Josh?
Yeah, I think she would. But I also think even were I to go missing, she'd still want to go and get a coffee. Like, it's such a part of her routine. She'd phone the police, say my husband's missing, and then she'd go and get a coffee, I think.
Right. How would you jump into the pocket? Would you do it in the hallway, in the bedroom?
I'd get in before she'd put on the clothing, I think. So find the clothing on the floor. You're taking a guess, but say you've just got to try and get the right clothing. Maybe She probably wear like a hoodie or something, so it's got one of those big front pockets. So that's actually easier to stow away in, isn't it?
Do you have all of your clothes just on the floor?
I don't want to be crass, Rosie, but possibly on the chaise longue.
Oh!
Wow! Wow!
One batch of French Revolutionment, one at a chaise longue. You've changed. Yes. You changed.
You got us.
I'd like to be very clear. I haven't. I've always been the kind of person that would have a chaise longue.
little inside info. Richard Osman has a chaise very long.
Oh, that's the kind of humour we're looking for.
Oh, don't they have a normal chaise longue? And they call it a chaise short. Comedy! 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 Right. So, back to James. You're in the car, you're with Osmond. Do you explain to him what you're doing?
No, I think I say to Osmond, we've got to get to the coffee shop because there's been a murder. And we go,
oh, that's good.
We've got to solve it, Osmond.
Yeah.
You and I have got to solve it.
Can I just say, when you're in the car, are you sitting in the seat with the seatbelt like you're a normal size with the seatbelt across you?
I think I'm in the cup holder. But I'll be like, there's been a murder. We've got to get to Costa or whatever, Cafe Nero, wherever we're going. Once we get there, I said, we've got to question this barista.
Yeah.
So we walk over there.
Yeah.
And here's the genius of doing it with Osman, is that the barista would think, well, I can't tell if that man is massive or if that man is tiny. Like,
yes.
I guess
that's good.
It's like something's going on here. I don't want to ask. Yeah. I'll just, you know, I just won't mention it. I'm being questioned by these two people. They're vastly different in size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say, like, you know, where we start questioning them, like, really put the front, because this person, if I'm like, I want to ask you where you were on the night of the 13th, and they're starting to think, oh, am I a suspect in a murder? And obviously Osman is like looking at every single angle, because that's how his brain works these days. He's thinking about murder mysteries, so he's really grilling the guy.
Yeah,
he's really going to town. And then I would say, during all the questioning, make me a cinnamon latte. So they're already like,
that's good.
They're so flustered.
Yeah. They don't know what's going on.
No. And they think they've actually got a prison. So they've got to keep these two detectives happy.
Yeah.
Take a sip of the latte, which I'd have maybe. I mean, I don't know how I get up to the top of the latte, actually. Yeah. If I'm 3 inches tall.
That's it. How do you mount a coffee cup? It's an age-old question, Josh. So have you got to the coffee shop?
Yeah, because I think I'd be in the hoodie, and then I'd get to the coffee shop. I've stowed away.
You've witnessed the affair your wife's been having for years.
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, taking it in my stride. And then I'd get to the coffee shop. Now, we've got a new coffee shop in the area. And it's good, but it is expensive. So I'd get out of the hoodie, and I think there's enough commotion over the prices every time someone has their bill racked up.
Yeah.
I think I'd be able to kind of go undercover. And then I think it's as simple as just waiting it out until someone, or I don't know why you need to yourself order it. I'm in no rush to grow big, so I'll just hide until someone orders the caramel latte.
Oh, my God. And then would you steal it?
So what I do, I think it's a very simple maneuver to get into the coffee, I would use a teaspoon on the edge of a saucer. I'd stand in the spoon bit of the teaspoon, and then I'd drop a sugar cube on the other end of the teaspoon to create the old flip up into it effect.
And
then I'd land in the foam and I'd slowly sink into the latte.
Scorching yourself.
Scorching myself.
Yeah.
But then hopefully I'd grow as I was being scorched and pop out of the latte like the kind of the Incredible Hulk in a vest. I think I wouldn't say a word. I'd just get up, brush the latte off me and walk straight out.
Say hello to your wife on the way out the door.
Yeah.
Hello, dear.
James, how are you drinking the coffee?
I'm getting the wooden stirrer, one of those wooden stirrers, and I'm using it to pulvo.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
That's
a good way
I mean, there's a lot of skill going on here. So I want to give you a point. I think you are both massively overestimating your athleticism. Because James, have you ever pole vaulted in your life?
No, I'm just realising that having someone on who's regularly attended, or at least I know you've at least attended one Paralympics, is really playing against us now.
Yeah.
Because you know that these things.
The fact that you come here and gone, you know what, I haven't pole vaulted before, but sure, I'll give it a go. You know nothing.
How easy does it look when you've seen it? When you've seen people do it?
It's hard. I mean, the core strength you need, I don't think you got that. You're a fair.
What?
You don't.
Acaster's pretty strong.
No core strength. Go and get a pole and try it out now. Also, another problem with your idea is I 100% think if you rang Richard Osmond, he would look at it and go, what's he ringing me for? And I do think he would ignore you because if you rang me, I would never, ever, ever reply.
I'm tempted to try it.
Can I just say?
I'm tempted to ring him now just to see if he would pick up and then it would
do
settle it.
But if you ring him now and he picks up, I will give him 5 points.
Oh, God. I mean, I've not seen him since before. I saw him last time when I was on pointless with my dad.
Why don't you just phone him, James, and say, just wanted to say, well done on the pointless decision. I think everything runs its course.
I'd have to tell him why I'm ringing him. I can't make up a thing. Okay, I will try it if it will get me the points.
Oh, my word. I'm quite nervous about this.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to try. It's ringing. Here we go. Oh. Hold on.
He's changed his number.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's not even making any noise. What's going on? It's just nothing's happening.
Oh! It's going. Oh, that's a lot of rings.
Yeah.
He silenced it. It's over. No one answers after that many rings, do they? He hasn't got an answer phone.
Is that
microphone.
Come on, mate.
Why is it still going?
Oh, this could ring.
I can't do it.
Oh, dearie me.
We now have the answer. If you ring Richard Osman, he will not reply because he does not like you. So for that, you get 1 point. And Josh, I mean, it's a flawless plan. You got a wife, you got a sweatshirt, you're gonna jump into the coffee, you're gonna get 5 points, but then you're gonna go straight to A&E with third degree burns.
Yeah.
But
yes,
you committed to it. Well done, Josh.
Well done.
Thanks,
well
done, Rosie.
How are you feeling about being rejected by Richard?
Feels bad. And,
Are you going to send a follow-up text to explain why you were calling him? Or are you going to wait for him to call you back?
This is what I'm thinking now. Is he going to text me going, did you ring me? And I'll be able to say, oh, it's to prove a point on a podcast. I've just got a text, but it's not from Richard Osman. It's from my agent saying, Rosie Jones's team have asked if you'd be available for Rosie to give you a quick 1-minute call around 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Not sure if Rosie and James have each other's numbers. If they don't, please keep us posted on the best number for her to call. We will send over a release form for the call once locked. Thanks so much for all your help with this, Tash. So
you
there you go. So that now I get to reject a Rosie Jones phone call. I get to completely, this is amazing timing. I get to turn the table and reply, no, she may not ring me on Tuesday.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, shall we do another round?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, boy! Now, the next round is not for £1 million. How much to endure the following for the rest of your life whenever you give someone a gift, it had to be an eel. At all birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, or any event where you normally give a gift, it must be a live eel. And you can't just not give people gifts. And when people ask you why you're giving them an eel, you must give them a viable reason.
Okay. That is tough. That is a big. That is a big change to your life.
Yeah. Do you like yours?
Not really. I don't like sea creatures in general. I find them a bit scary.
They're like aliens.
Yeah, they are. They're from a different... It's a different world, isn't it?
How are we meant to understand that world?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point. How are we meant to understand that world? Yeah.
Have we got any questions?
Well, how long does this go on for? A year?
For the rest of your life.
The rest of my life is very hard because I know that I could get away with it with maybe friends or whoever, but like family, birthday and Christmas presents, that's going to get old with them very quickly.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, my parents do have a little pond in the garden, but that's going to get overrun with eels pretty quickly.
And you don't want to be the eel guy.
I think it's very difficult. I think the excuse I'm going with is that I've got a friend who works for charity, and these eels are being aggressively factory farmed, and they're being freed.
Great.
And so I'm rehoming these eels.
Yeah.
And so that's the way I'd argue it. We're giving an eel a great life because it wouldn't have had a good life the way it was being farmed. Yeah. And so, but it would, I mean, that would get me through a year max, wouldn't it? No one's buying that come year two. So then you're just putting a price on losing your relationship with all of your loved ones.
But does it just say an eel in the question? Does it just say you have to give them an eel?
A live eel, I think.
Live, oh.
Yeah.
So that's a difficult thing.
How much would you do it for?
It's a lot of money.
I would.
Yeah.
In the interest of like sustainable energy,
yeah,
I would somehow I'd make sure it's an electric eel every time, and I would rig up some sort of system that means it basically ends up powering my parents' house, my family's house, so that every time I give them an electric eel, it's like a top up on their electricity bill.
Yeah,
I'd maybe like, you know, rig a system around the house that's a bit like, you know, like hamsters go through those tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do the tubes all around the house, but fill them with water. So the eels are basically doing laps of the house all the time, frazzing the water and electrocuting it all. And then that powers the house so that every time I give them a new eel, it's like I've topped up their electricity bill.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The implication from James really is that his parents are the main people he buys presents for.
Yeah, what, James? Valentine's Day, your girlfriend, she's... No. You gotta give her something.
No, nothing, every year.
Really?
She hates Valentine's Day more than I do. She's really opposed to it. I've really landed on my feet.
Oh, what about her birthday?
Yeah,
I'd have to get her something. But she loves animals. She loves nature, actually.
Yeah.
So I think, can I get away with that? I mean, this year I got her a very good birthday present, and I think that might buy me some time.
Right. What did you get her this year? Can you say?
Trip to Disney World.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, my God.
Florida or Paris?
Florida.
Oh.
Now you've done that, you can just give her a life of eels and she wouldn't be bothered.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fine. That's
the. If you associate the eel with a good memory, so if you set up something at Disney World where, like, there's an eel involved, then it's always like a callback to the lovely trip to Disney World. It's like our thing.
You could put like mini mouse ears on the eel.
It's a tie it in every time.
That's good. Talk to me about money.
Alright, I'm going big because it would ruin my life. I'm basically putting a cost on my relationship with my wife, children and family. which I'd cost up around £10 million.
Oh, £10 million. James, higher or lower?
I think I'd go higher, actually. Before Josh said that, I was thinking this is the rest of my life. I think realistically, if you ask me, I would say like 50 million or something. I would be like, there is no way I'm doing it.
But that's annoying because you had your eco plan.
I had the whole plan there. But
I reckon you could have done it.
I really like giving presents and I really like giving presents to my family.
I love giving presents.
And I think that it's a nice way of showing them that you care.
Yeah.
And I think
and you know
very
them.
Quickly they'd be like, oh, James doesn't really care about us, I guess. And that putting a price on that is very hard.
Yeah.
But, Josh, well done. You've won the point.
Brilliant. Thanks, mate.
I mean, this episode has been so great because, Josh, you've won with 10 points, but you've lost your wife and kids, and you can walk into the sunset with Rick Stein.
Oh, yes, please. And there's a Pad Stow sunset, yes, please.
Yeah, and when you're walking away, you call Richard Osmond, and you know what? I think he will pick up immediately.
Yeah, we won't be testing that.
No.
When I was ringing him, Josh was so nervous he couldn't look at the screen.
Yeah.
He took his glasses off and he looked wistfully out of his hotel window because he couldn't, obviously trying to think of something else.
Do you know what? When I looked out the window, I saw Richard Osmond walking along the street, get his phone out, look at it, shake his head and put it back in his pocket.
I have never heard a phone ring for so long. No. That's it. I'm done. I need to go. But well done on Josh for being this week's winner. Yes!
First one I've won ever, Rosie. Thank you.
No way! Well done!
Thanks, mate. You're a good pal.
Thank you. I love you both. And unfortunately, that's all we got time for on this week's Hypothetical Podcast. Well done, Josh. You win all the hypothetical prize. Thank you so much for listening. And someone else, I don't know who, and I don't care who, but someone else will be seeing you next week. Bye-bye!
Hypothetical the Podcast is a Hattrick production for Dave. All episodes of Hypothetical the TV Show are available on UK TV Play.
Have you ever wondered what it'd be like to nose around a comedian's house, take their stuff and see how much money you can make by selling it?
No, that's a pretty niche thing, to be honest. Bit creepy, really.
But that's the premise of Dave's brand new comedy podcast, Hard Sell, with me, Josh Jones.
And me, Darren Harrier. We're going to travel the country, visiting the homes of different comedians, chatting about their spending habits before grabbing one of their favourite possessions and giving ourselves 1 week to try and sell it for charity. in a competition to see who can raise the most money.
It's a right laugh as we get to meet amazing funny people like Kima Bob, Joel Dommett, Ria Lina, Ivo Graham, Josh Pugh and lots more.
But also sort of like an incredibly stressful cheese dream where we're trying to shift what are essentially stolen goods against the clock. It's bonkers.
Hard Sell with Josh Jones
and Darren Harrier.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.